Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhuji to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam. So Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. So thank you so much for giving a valuable association and time, Prabhuji. So now I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Now you can take over. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तेर भवति नैष्ठिकी। माय द नेट इज नॉट वेरी स्ट्रांग, दैट इज व्हाई आई एम नॉट ऑनिंग द वीडियो।
ओके प्रभु जी, आई विल पुट द स्क्रीन पिक्चर।
या Srimad, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 26, Text Number 8. Anyatha karma kurvanaha mana arudha nibhadyate guna pravaha patitaha नष्ट प्रज्ञः रजति अधः। अन्यथा कर्म कुर्वाणो अन्यथा कर्म कुर्वाणो अन्यथा कर्म कुर्वाणो मानारुद्धो निबध्यते मानारुद्धो निबध्यते मानारुद्धो निबध्यते गुणप्रवाह पतितो गुण प्रवाह पतितो नष्ट प्रज्ञो व्रजत्यदः नष्ट प्रज्ञो व्रजत्यदः नष्ट प्रज्ञो व्रजत्यदः। अन्यथा कर्म कुर्वाणो अन्यथा कर्म कुर्वाणो मानारुद्धो निबध्यते मानारुद्धो निबध्यते गुण प्रवाह पतितो गुण प्रवाह पदितो नष्ट प्रज्ञो व्रजत्यदः नष्ट प्रज्ञो व्रजत्यदः। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग, अन्यथा अदरवाइज कर्म फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटीज कुर्वाणः वाइल एक्टिंग मान मान आरूढ being influenced by false prestige, nibadhyate, one becomes entangled, guna pravaha, by the influence of material qualities, patitaha, fallen, nashta prajnaha, bereft of all intelligence, vrajati, thus he goes, adaha, down. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Otherwise, a person who acts whimsically falls down due to false prestige. Thus, he becomes involved in the laws of nature, which are composed of three qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance. In this way, a living entity becomes devoid of his real intelligence and becomes perpetually lost in a cycle of birth and death. Thus, he goes up and down from microbe in stool to a high position in Brahmaloka planet. There are many important words in this verse. Purport. There are many important words in this verse. The first is anyatha, otherwise, which indicates one who does not care for Vedic rules and regulations. The rules and regulations laid down in the Vedas are called Shastra Vidhi. Bhagavad Gita clearly states that one who does not accept Shastra Vidhi, rules and regulations mentioned in the Vedic literatures, Vedic scriptures, and acts whimsically or puffed up with false pride, never attains perfection in this life. nor he attains happiness or liberation from the material condition. Yaha shastra vidam utsujya vartate kamakarataha na sa siddhim apnoti na sukam na param gatim. He who discards spiritual injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection, nor happiness, nor supreme destination. Thus, one who is deliberately transgressing the rules and regulations of the Shastras is simply involving himself more and more in material existence, the three modes of material nature. Human society should therefore follow the Vedic principles of life, which are summarized in the Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, life in material existence will continue. Foolish persons do not know that the soul is passing through 84 lakh species of life. But the gradual process of evolution, when one comes to the human form of life, he is supposed to follow the rules and regulations laid down in the Vedas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the living entity, since time immemorial, is suffering the threefold miseries of material nature due to his demonic attitude, which is his spirit of revolt against Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna also confirms this in Bhagavad Gita. Mami vamsho jivaloke jivabhuta sanatanaha manasashtani indriyani prakritisthani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with six senses, which include the mind. Every living entity is part and parcel of God. There is no reason for the living entity being put into the miserable threefold condition of material existence, but that he voluntarily accepts material existence as false pretext of becoming an enjoyer. To save him from this horrible condition, the Lord has given all Vedic literatures in his incarnation of Vyasa. It is therefore said, Krishna Bhuli Seji Varadi Bahirmukha Atev Maya Tare Deha Sansara Dukha. By forgetting Krishna, the living entity has become materialistic since time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy of Krishna is giving him different types of material miseries, or miseries in material existence. Maya Mugda Jivera Nahi Sata Krishna Gyan Jivera Kripa Kaile Krishna Veda Puran. When the living entity is enchanted by the material energy, he cannot revive his original Krishna consciousness independently. Due to such circumstance, Krishna has kindly given his Vedic literatures, such as the four Vedas in enlightened Puranas. Every human being should therefore take advantage of Vedic injunctions. Therefore, one will be bound by his whimsical activities and without any guide. The word mana rudha is also very significant in this verse. Under the pretext of becoming great philosophers and scientists, some men throughout the whole world are working on the mental platform. Such men are generally non-devotees due to not caring for instructions given by the Lord to the first living creature, Lord Brahma. The Bhagavatam therefore says, Harav Bhaktasya Kuto Mahatkuna Manorathe Nasati Dhavato Bahi. A person who is a non-devotee has no good qualification because he acts on the mental platform. One who acts on the mental platform has to change his standards of knowledge periodically. If we consequently see that one philosopher may disagree with another philosopher, and one scientist may put forward a theory contradicting the theory of another scientist, all of this is due to their working on the mental platform without a standard of knowledge. In the Vedic injunction, however, a standard of knowledge is accepted, even though it may sometimes appear that the statements are contradictory. Because the Vedas are the standard of knowledge, even though they may appear contradictory, they should be accepted. If one does not accept them, he will be bound by material conditions. The material conditions are described in the verse as Gunapravaha, the flowing of the three modes of material nature. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur therefore says in a song, Miche Maya Ravashe Yache Bhashe Kachu Hobu Dububai. Why are you suffering? Why are you sometimes being drowned in the waves of material nature and sometimes coming to the surface? Jiva Krishadas E Vishwas Karle Tara Ar Dukha Nai. Please therefore accept yourself as a servant of Krishna. Then you will be freed from all miseries. As soon as one surrenders to Krishna and accepts the perfect standard of knowledge, which is Bhagavad Gita as it is, he then comes out of material modes of nature and does not fall down and lose his knowledge. Nashta Prajna. The word Prajna means perfect knowledge. Nashta Prajna means one who has no perfect knowledge. One who does not have perfect knowledge is also mental speculation. By such mental speculation, one falls down and down into hellish condition of life. By transgressing the laws laid in the Shastras, one cannot become pure in heart. When one's heart is not purified, one acts according to the three modes of nature. These activities are very nicely explained in verse 1 to 6 of the 17th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita 2.45 further explains, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna Irdvandvo Nityasattvasto Niryogakshem Atmavani. The Vedas mainly deal with the subject matter of the three modes of material nature. Raise above these modes, Arjuna. Be transcendental to all of them. Be free from all dualities and from all anxieties of pain and safety. And be established in self. The entire world and all material knowledge is within the three modes of material nature. One has to transcend these modes and to attain the platform transcendent, one must follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become perfect in life. Otherwise, one will be knocked down by the waves of material nature, nature's three modes. It is further explained in Srimad Bhagavatam in the words of Prahlad Maharaj. Matirna Krishna Paratasvatova Mityo Vipadhyeta Graharvatanam Adanta Gobir Vishitam Tamishram Puna Puna Charvita Charvananam. Materialistic persons who are too much engaged in material enjoyment and who do not know anything beyond their material experience are carried by the whims of material nature. They live as a life characterized by chewing the chewed, and they are controlled by their uncontrolled senses. Thus, they go down to the darkest region of hellish life. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Pandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Vitash Vishakanvitamsa Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandhau Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kantaradha Kantanamostate Tapta Kanhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Ram Ram, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Ram Ram, Hare So we are in the 26th chapter of Puranjana Prakhyana. Puranjana goes for hunting. In the previous chapter, you heard about this analogy where he meets a beautiful queen, and that queen is none other than the intelligence. And he enjoys with that intelligence, the queen, and he goes on enjoying according to all the Vedic rules and regulations. Now, in this chapter, now enjoyment is described, how the living entity tries to enjoy. But the non-Vedic enjoyment, there are two kinds of enjoyment which happen in the conditioned soul tries to enjoy matter. One is the Vedic enjoyment, other is a non-Vedic enjoyment. The previous chapter talks about karma kanda, or the Vedic enjoyment. Now, this chapter talks about the non-Vedic enjoyment, the condition soul does. When he undergoes this non-Vedic enjoyment, he gets beaten and then comes back to a kind of senses. So how he comes back to his original wife, who was the queen, who was so beautiful and so nice. Now, if the previous chapter talks about karma kanda, now this chapter talks about the sinful life. So to do sinful life, one has to give up his intelligence. So what did Puranjana do? The chapter starts with the words, Sayekada Maheshwaso Ratam Ancha Shavamma Sugam. What did he do? He got into a chariot. And then he took his bow and arrow and he went for hunting. So when he went for hunting, he went to a place where there are five things. So these are the five sense objects. Panchabandhuram, Trivedam Panchabandhuram. So for that, what he did, he gave up his queen. That means he gave up his intelligence. So why he did? Because intelligence is basically in mode of passion. Intelligence actually comes from mode of passion. In a previous class I gave on this to this group, we discussed about passion. And this lady is intelligence, the queen. Now, here, he gives up that intelligence. Which intelligence is it? The passion, and takes up ignorance. So the Vedic enjoyment is done by in the mode of passion. And the non-Vedic enjoyment is done because of mode of ignorance. So being conquered by mode of ignorance, sometimes the living entity does. So what does he do? He loses his discrimination. And then all dharma is lost. He just goes for hunting. That means he went for essence enjoyment outside his marriage. So he went to find another woman there. So giving up your own wife and going to some other woman is actually non-Vedic enjoyment. It is actually sinful. So here, out of greed, he got onto a chariot. The greed for enjoyment is actually described here as chariot, which is actually personification of his body. Now, he went to the place where five different things are there. Five destinations are there. These are five objects of enjoyment. Now, he had a bow. This bow, he was completely absorbed. Now, in this verse also, you find that how he took a bow. This bow indicates his complete absorption into ahankara. I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddoham balavan suki siddoham. I'll become perfect in my enjoyment. And I am have all the strength, balavam. By using my strength, by using all my intelligence, I can become happy. So the demoniac way of enjoying is described here. This bow is that. And the five horses which are there into the chariot, which is driving and going out of the palace, that horses are the five senses. And they travel very fast. And this chariot had two shafts. So these shafts are, one is that I am, aham, other is mama. I and mine, these are the two shafts. And there are two wheels, one is sinful and other pious reactions, pious acts. And the chariot had one axle, and that was the pradana, from which everything came from in this world. And the three flags are there on the chariot. These three flags are the three modes of nature. And there are five supports for the chariot. It is known as the five airs, which are actually maintaining the body. If you see in the previous chapter, the body was compared to a forest. Now this body is compared to a chariot here. The chariot is moving. there are two shafts for binding the yoke. And namely, these two are lamentation and illusion. Sometimes there is lamentation, sometimes illusion. When you do non-Vedic enjoyment, it's actually illusion and lamentation goes on. There are five weapons. These are five knowledge-gaining senses which he had. And he had seven coverings. These are seven dhatus which cover the body. And they were in those actions. The chariot was covered by gold. In this way, the whole purpose of having gold is actually saying that there was rajaguna, passion, excessive desires. When the desire becomes so excessive, which cannot be satisfied by Vedic means, or you want to quickly satisfy the desires, then a person takes to the mode of ignorance. And here 11 commanders, the 11th, there were 10 senses, and the 11th sense is actually the mind, 11th commander. The mind is actually the rein of the horses. And in this way, there were desires and impressions which are there filled in the mind. And he went to a place called Panchaprastha. So where the five objects of enjoyment are there. So this is how the chapter begins, describing how Puranjana is now determined to go and attack. For what? For enjoyment. So this enjoyment, which is described, as you know, it is describing actually the non-Vedic enjoyment. So now, when he goes there for hunting, giving up his wife, actually it is very difficult to give up your wife, who is giving you all kinds of enjoyment. But somehow this conditioned soul, he thinks that, what is this daily look at the same face? Let me just try to find out some other enjoyment. So he took the bow and arrow and went to the forest. Now, Asurim Vrittim Ashritya. The fifth verse says, Asurim Asurim Vrittim Ashritya. So he accepted the tendencies of the demonic tendencies which are his mind. And then he had no compassion. He just killed the animals left, right, center. Now, when it came to this point of killing the animals, that means he actually trying to enjoy the senses. Now, somebody may argue, Puranjana is a king. What is wrong in enjoyment? A king can hunt. The king can kill animals. No. The king cannot kill animals indiscriminately. In this way, the instruction is, yes, the living entity wants enjoyment. Definitely, he can enjoy. But not indiscriminately. The previous chapter, indiscriminate enjoyment, or enjoyment based on rules and regulations, scriptures are described. In this chapter, how the living entity, being influenced by the mode of ignorance, uses up the rules and regulations of the scriptures and tries to enjoy indiscriminately, is described. Now, three verses are spoken, 6th, 7th, and 8th, to say that how, even though the king has a right to enjoy, right to hunt the animals, he cannot hunt the animals indiscriminately. That is why, kirteshu, pratidrishteshu. Now, a king who wants to eat meat definitely can kill animals for sacrifice. And Rajamedhyam Pashunvane. So he can definitely do this kind of hunting, but he cannot do this hunting indiscriminately. Only for the Shraddha rites he can do this hunting. And Yavadartam Malam Labdho. And he can only do how much it is necessary, not just indiscriminately. And Hanyad Iti. Niyamyate Hanyad iti Niyamyate Hanyad. Hunting should be Niyamyate according to the rules and regulations of the scriptures. So here hunting means actually enjoyment. In the Puranjana Upakhyana, we say very complicated Upakhyana, so we need to be in track with all the knowledge which has been used. So the end of this Upakhyana, there is a description of what means what. What is the real meaning of these words? Now here, hunting means actually enjoyment. So one cannot just enjoy indiscriminately. There is a regulated way of enjoyment. Until unless there is regulation, enjoyment is not possible actually. So people think that I can enjoy when I give up the rules and regulations. Nobody can enjoy by giving up the rules and regulations. Even if somebody wants to have a material enjoyment, there are some material rules and regulations for material enjoyment. But the present day youth, they don't know that the simple formula. Like for example, you want to eat an ice cream. Even to eat ice cream, there are some rules. You cannot just scoop, take the ice cream scoop, full thing, and put it in your mouth and start chewing it. You'll suffer that ice cream. You'll not enjoy the ice cream. So even if you want to enjoy an ice cream, there is a rule that you have to take the ice cream, go on licking it, then you get some so-called enjoyment. Just imagine, these days people don't even have that so-called enjoyment. Actually, there's no enjoyment in matter. But still, if you really want to have the so-called enjoyment, there are rules for it. That is why Varnashrama. The whole purpose of Varnashrama is that a conditioned soul gets the enjoyment according to his tendencies, according to his requirement, by following the rules and regulations. And gradually get purified of the tendency of enjoyment, go back home, back to Godhead. So, there is a nice arrangement in the Vedic literatures of how your material enjoyment is also satisfied and ultimately extinguished, and ultimately we can go back home, back to Godhead. So what to speak of this? You want to enjoy a game of a football. Then there is a rule. There are rules and regulations. Then only when you follow that, then only you can enjoy the football. What to speak of anything? Even music. If you want to enjoy music, there are some rules and regulations you have to follow. Sometimes people go for some party to enjoy. But when you go to a party, even there are also certain rules. You have to wear a particular kind of dress. You just cannot go any way, anyhow. So, the regulative principles of freedom. The regulative principles for enjoyment too. Now, these days people think that breaking the rules, one can enjoy. That is why the song which came, Papa Don't Preach. Because Papa was preaching all regulations. Oh, Betty, don't do this, do that. Then she told, I want to enjoy it. Don't preach me. Just leave me. So what is happening? They're leading to not enjoyment, it's only an accident. Even material enjoyment itself is illusion. There's nothing. But people these days, they're not even getting that illusion also. There's an illusion in illusion. That is what is happening. So just see, on the name of enjoyment, people go and drink, get drunk. And then the amount of suffering we have, which they have next day, is it real enjoyment? No. What to speak of, we say people are having material enjoyment. There is only material suffering. We don't find any material enjoyment these days. They don't even have enjoyment. You know, these days, then boys and girls, when they grow up and get married, they are thinking, we are enjoying, we are earning a lot of money, we got the best home, everything. But the husband comes back, he doesn't get his hot chapati. Wife is not there, she has also gone for some work, or she's not well, or something like that. There's no person to welcome with some water and give some cook some hot chapati. Where is enjoyment, tell me? At least in the olden days, people having some Vedic enjoyment, some culture was there. When the husband used to come back, he used to welcome his wife and he should sit peacefully and should make serve some hot food. You know, that is also not there these days because of tamas. At least in passion, there is some so-called enjoyment. In ignorance, there is only suffering. In passion, in the beginning, there is enjoyment and suffering at the end. But in ignorance, there is suffering from the beginning till the end. So three verses talk about it. That is 6, 7, 8. That is, you need to follow the rules and regulations, even for hunting. Here, hunting means enjoyment. So, you cannot do it indiscriminately. Then comes, Yayenam karmaniyatam vidvam kurvita manavaha karmanatena rajendra ज्ञानेन स लिप्यते. सो ज्ञानेन स लिप्यते. एक्चुअली a person who is very much learned, who can give up the rules and regulation? Only a person who is learned, who is jnanavan. Like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, that is, yasyat pratirivasyat, atmatattvasya manava, atmanyeva santustastasya, karyam nividyate. Sayevan karmaniyatam, for one who is a learned person, rules and regulations. He knows. Vidvan kurvita manavaha. Vidvan, one who has knowledge of all the rules and regulations. Karmena tena rajendra jnanena nasalipyate. Even though he performs karma, kurvanna pinalipyate. Padma patra vivambasa. Kurvanne veha karmani. Jivishesh raghum samaha. So there are so many quotations in the scriptures which talk about these different things. How when a person is in knowledge, he is not bound by karma. When you act on the platform of knowledge, there is no bondage of karma. Now comes the eighth verse. Now, neither he is in the platform of knowledge, and neither he is following the rules and regulations of the scriptures of enjoyment. So either you should perform the karmakanda part of the scriptures and gradually purify yourself and then come to the platform of knowledge, and then you can go back to God. There is a process. But if you really want to enjoy, you at least follow the Vedic rules and regulations of enjoyment. That is varnashrama. See, if somebody is practicing pure devotional service, he doesn't require varnashrama because he's only working for Krishna. His only goal is to attain Krishna. But if those who are not on the platform of pure devotional service, they require varnashrama. So there's a big debate going on in ISKCON. Do we require varnashrama or not? And some people have gone to the extent of saying that how to mess up your life with varnashrama. what a title it is. It is more than a demoniac title. We cannot even use a word to describe that title. So when Krishna says Chaturvarnyamaham Srishtam, okay, you may have your pure devotees need not require varnashrama. That is fine. Because Krishna himself talks Sarvadharman Parityaja, he talks about. But you cannot criticize a system which is set up by Krishna. Now, why we require that? Because not many would be directly participating in pure devotional service in the right go, right from day one. So they require a platform where the pure devotional service, their goal is pure devotional service. At present, they are not in the platform doing that, though they can do. So they require a platform where they don't perform sinful activities, they follow dharma. So because of lack of education of dharma, what is happening? A person is trying to become Krishna conscious. At the same time, lack of knowledge of dharma, making him do sinful activities. So this is creating a great obstruction in progress of his Krishna consciousness. And that is the reason dharma is required. The Vaidika dharma is required. Vaidika dharma means varnashrama dharma is required. Srila Prabhupada told, 50% of my work is left. I am asking you to do that. Why it is required? Yes, we have families. We have to get our daughters married. We have to get our sons set up in their business or whatever the thing is. We have to engage them properly and require a means of livelihood. You require a proper place to stay. There are some desires. You cannot say the desires are not there. And for that, dharma comes into picture. The material dharma comes into picture. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, it comes into picture. So when somebody gives a Varnashrama dharma, and that is Asurika dharma. That is why in the 17th chapter, Krishna, he quotes this verse. Yaha Shastra Vidya Utsujya Vartate Kamakarataha. one who gives up the Shastra Vidhi, Vartate Kamakarataha, and acts whimsically, then na sukham, even though he has all the objects of enjoyment, he has about $10 million bungalow, and he has got five cars, he's got drivers, he's got everything, but wife has left him. Wife has left him. And the son is a drunkard. And the daughter, she doesn't behave properly to him. What is the use? It is better to have a small place you stay, and wife is humble, the daughters they are chaste, and the son is obedient. Isn't it? What is the use of all these things? So, Varnashrama Dharma comes into picture. That is why it is all our responsibility. It is the responsibility of the disciples of Prabhupada. It is our responsibility to set up this Varnashrama thing properly. For that, we need to learn what is Dharma. Not get scared of Vedic Dharma on the name of a practicality. You know, we are in America. No. If we start working right from today, and definitely we can see our children, our grandchildren, they'll be getting a platform where they can practice this Varnashrama Dharma nicely. Like Srila Prabhupada's time, during their disciples' time, we had, they were struggling to even set us temples. Now we are temples because of their struggle. Now because of our struggle, our grandchildren, they would get a Varnashrama. They would get at least a pure cow ghee to eat. They would get a stable marriage. They would get a place where they can work according to their nature. And we, in our generation, we all remember. We all went through a kind of study which we are not interested in. We went through doing some job which is not according to the modes of nature. You're forced. We are not getting that, I want to cook, but I am forced to sit in my computer for hours a day. I'm an artist, but I become a chartered accountant, I'm just counting somebody's money, somebody else's money, not my money. My money I can just count maybe within few hours, but whole day and night I'm just counting somebody's money. So just see, if the material aspect of our nature is not satisfying, and on the other hand, we are not practicing on the level of pure devotional service, definitely it is going to influence our chanting. Definitely it is going to influence all our devotional activities. True, Varnashrama in the Kali Yuga is now dead. But Srila Prabhupada told, a dead elephant is as worthy as an elephant which is alive. And since he has told, it is our kartavya, it is our responsibility to revive. Otherwise, sin. If you give a Varnashrama, any other culture, other than Varnashrama, is only sinful culture. In Varnashrama Dharma, Vivaha is there. But outside Varnashrama, there is marriage. What is that marriage? Marriage means it's a contract. Or it is Shadi. Shadi is Moj Masti. In Urdu, Shadi means enjoyment. And marriage means a legal document, between legal agreement between a man and a woman. But Vivaha is a sanskar. So now you want to decide, you can decide, you want to get your daughter Vivaha sanskar, or you want to get your shadi of your daughter done, or whether you want your daughter to be married. See, this is a choice. Other two are sinful. Marriage is sinful. It is only contract because, okay, instead of becoming an animal community, let's have some contract for a few years and we can break the contract. That is why divorce is there. When you get married, you have divorce. When you have moj masti, there is talaq. But in sanskar, there is nothing like that. Nobody can think of it, neither the husband nor the wife. So, at least dharma has to be. And Ramayana is full of dharma. Mahabharata is full of dharma. More than Mahabharata. At least Mahabharata goes into the some technicalities of dharma. But Ramayana presents dharma with so much of rasa. Lord Ram specifically came to teach us what is dharma. It's very interesting thing. That is why anyatha karma kurvanu, this word starts like this. Anyatha karma kurvanaha, anyatha means when you give up your dharma and then act. Anyatha other than varnashrama. Now somebody may say, no, we have Italian culture. No, we have that culture. Actually, they're not cultures. They're all basically sinful. When you give up varnashrama, it is all sinful, and there is an arrangement within the sinful tendency. There is an arrangement to be less sinful. That becomes a Spanish dharma, Spanish culture, Italian culture, or you name it, or in American culture. It is only an arrangement to be less sinful. That's all. Apart from Sanatana dharma means varnashrama dharma. That is why Srila Prabhupada spoke a lot about this varnashram. And Krishna created this thing. And any other thing, any other creation other than Krishna's creation is actually sinful. Somebody said, no, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they automatically exist, but they exist without the principles. That is what Prabhupada pointed out. They exist everywhere, but when they don't exist without the basis of the scriptures, basis of Veda, then that is sinful. So, those who give up this varnashrama, anyatha karma kurvanaha, I spoke about this varnashrama dharma, just because, to explain this word, anyatha karma kurvanu. Anyatha karma kurvanu means what? To do any activity, giving up varnashrama dharma, what happens? Manaruddho. Manaruddha is completely covered, bound by mana, ahankara, and the doer, and this. At least, when you practice varnashrama, though you think you are a Brahmin, though you think you are a Kshatriya, it is not that mana is not in varnashrama dharma, because we are neither Brahmana, nor Kshatriya, nor Shudra. And neither grahastha nor vanaprastha. But still, there is an aspect of ashrama. Ashrama means what? Okay, my purpose of doing this thing so that I can purify and go back to God. There is some aspect of it. But here, mana ruddha. There is mana, but it is not ruddha. There is a kind of false ego even when you are practicing varnashrama dharma. But that false ego doesn't cover your consciousness to such an extent that there is no spiritual growth. But here, that mana, that false ego, covers himself to such an extent that he becomes totally ignorant of spiritual life. Totally ignorant of spiritual life. Mana ardho nibadhyate and guna pravaha patito. He is patitaha. He falls down in guna pravaha. Now, what is the meaning of guna pravaha? There's a flow of modes of nature. He doesn't even know that he's suffering. At least in varnashrama, people know that they are suffering. There's some hope of Krishna consciousness. There is always an opportunity of associating with devotees and Krishna consciousness. There's a platform where they can do that. Where here, guna pravaha patitaha, they go down and down in the flood of modes of nature. And they are into intoxication, illicit sex, gambling. These four regulative principles, which Srila Prabhupada summarized, will at least make you a human being. Because spiritual life is meant for human beings, not for animals. So these four regulative principles, Srila Prabhupada told, is only to bring us to the platform of human being. It is nothing spiritual in these four regulative principles. And these who are in this platform, they're just into breaking exactly opposite to the dharma, Vedika dharma. Guna pravaha patito nashtapragnyo rajatyadaha. Nashtapragyaha rajati adaha. Nashtapragyaha means what? He loses his intelligence. And then rajati adaha. He goes down, down and down to the lower and more lower species. Like we have very interesting two verses in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. That is, Jayato Vishyantum Saha, Sangasteshu Bhajayate, Sangha Sanjayate Kamaha, Kamat Krodo Vijayate, Rodad Bhavad Sammoha, Sammoha Svatvir Brahma, Svatvir Brahmshad Buddhinasho, Buddhinashat Pranashyati, Buddhinashat Pranashyati. So that is what is described here. Those two verses is like this one. See, having desires is not a problem. But these desires, if they are not controlled, that is a problem. So it's uncontrolled desires. And even when satisfying the desires, not following the rules and regulations because kama, because of jayato vishyantum, so sangasteshu bhajayate, this attachment, it goes down and down. So Srila Prabhupada, actually, he explains a lot about this thing. Matirna krishne paratasvatova mityo vipadyeta grahavratanam adanta gobir vishatam tamishram puna puna charvita charvananam. When Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his father, hey, Prahlad, where did you get this kind of mati, this kind of Krishna consciousness? Your mind is so much fixed in Krishna. How did you get it? Then Prahlad says, Matirna Krishne Paratasvatova. Parataha. This kind of intelligence is not attained by somebody else, nor by one's own self. Paratasvatova. Mithyo vipadyeta. Nor by the combination of the both. Grihavratanam. Adanta gobir visutam tamishram. By just trying to enjoy the senses, somehow the crook, then what happens? They go to hellish condition life. What to speak of in the next life after death going to hell? Even in this life, people go to hell. Go to the hospitals. 80% of the cases they are there not because they became sick and then went. They abused their body by excessive enjoyment, drinking or alcohol, eating meat, doing something. Nobody actually fell sick because of starving. People actually fall sick and then go to the hospital because of eating and drinking nonsense. They don't have to go to hell. They create a hell in this world. So this is called non-Vedic enjoyment. Vedic enjoyment, non-Vedic enjoyment. Actually, in one sense, both are same. But at least in Vedic enjoyment, you are able to see Krishna. At least you are able to be near Krishna, somewhere near Krishna consciousness. It's a hope. So this Vedic enjoyment, Varnashram is actually in one sense Vedic enjoyment. Like enjoyment is actually itself is sin. Nonsense. Like you have a wine shop. There are two wine shops. One wine shop is there. Very systematic. And people are standing in a queue. People are wearing suit and boot. And they are very sophisticated. They come and give a few dollars. And they say, oh, I want this. And he gives very sophisticatedly one bottle and says, have a good night. And in this way, very organized, very cultured. On the other hand, you have another wine shop, where the laborers are coming, shouting and yelling, stealing, beating. See, what is the difference? At one place, it's an organized wine shop, decent wine shop. Another one is an unorganized, indecent, and completely messed up wine shop. But both are wine shops. So whether Vedic enjoyment, karma kanda, or non-Vedic enjoyment, which is actually tamas, both are same in one sense. In the previous chapter, Puranjana was into Vedic enjoyment with the wife and nice thing, dharma, went and consoled, very happy, nice home, nice children, all this kind of thing. Another side, go to a prostitute, get drunk, and this is another thing. So, in one sense, both are enjoyment, but still, when we satisfy the desires of enjoyment based on the Vedic system of life, keeping Krishna in center. One day attaining for pure devotional service. And that is actually very much required for now, that is Varnashrama. So, Puranjana had Varnashrama in the previous life, previous chapter, and in this, because of the excessive tamas, now he was forced to go into the forest of enjoyment, giving up his beautiful wife, and that is intelligence. That is how this chapter, this whole thing is described. So we stop here. Any questions, please do ask.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the beautiful, beautiful class. Wonderful session, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your association. So, Prabhuji, how much time you have for questions?
Yeah, 5-10 minutes.
Okay, thank you so much, Prabhuji. So now I will request devotees, if they have any questions or comments for Prabhuji, they can ask now. Hare Krishna. No one has any questions or comments for Prabhuji?
Yeah, we can stop.
Yeah, so thank you so much.
I have a question. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, this is Gautami Gangadas. I read somewhere that you talked about killing animals. Like, Kshatriyas had the right to kill animals because they need to practice for war and they can't kill humans rightly for practice. So at least they used to kill animals for practicing for war and all. Is that right?
Yes. And that too, not every day. There are certain rules where there are so many scriptures. Kshatra Dharma talks about this. They just cannot go with an army and then start ordering soldiers, hunt this. No. Like they have to protect the rishis who are doing the tapasya in the forest. So they have to make sure that the animal population will not affect it. So they go to a particular area and then camp there and then do the hunting. And that too for a sacrifice. There are innumerable rules and regulations which they are supposed to follow. And that is what is described in the sixth verse. If you see the sixth verse, it says this point that there are rules. Yavadartam malam bhudo hanyaditi niyamyate is regulated. And what is that regulation? They're unlimited. Not just one regulation like you told. That is an aspect of it. It is not just for practice. And the practice, where to do, why to do. And after the practice, what prayaschitta they have to do, what kind of duties they are supposed to do. Every dharma, brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, everybody has a particular duty. For a completion duty, there is nicely all the there are descriptions like that. Yeah. Like even now, you have this thing. Suppose you want to do a nuclear test. The world has made a law. You cannot do it anywhere. There are particular only restrictions. They are guiding. Even now you have this thing. Earlier it was hunting the animal. Now it is a nuclear test. It's testing nuclear bomb. Isn't it? Like that.
Yeah. Right. So, Prabhu, some people have asked me in Ramayana why Ram went after the deer when Sita saw the golden deer. Like, he said, since some people have misconception that since Ram, they used to eat animals, so we also eat. Some people told me like that. So, what is the actual reason?
There's a lot of science behind it, a lot of philosophy behind it.
Oh, it's a big thing.
Let me just, in nutshell, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
first thing,
yeah.
Mriga Krishna. Now, Sita, she came to show to the entire world how a chaste wife should be, number one. Number two, what is the story of a living entity in this conditioned world? The story of the living entity is like this. Even though she had Ram next to her, she got attracted to the deer. The deer became more dear to her. In the same way, she's actually doing a drama here. She came as a condition. She's actually Lakshmi herself. And she came to show how a conditioned soul forgets Krishna. And in that forgetful state of Krishna, how the conditioned soul suffers. And if the conditioned soul wants to come back to Krishna, what the soul is supposed to do. Now here in this pastime, what you were asked about, that is a conditioned soul, though Krishna is sitting in your own heart, forgets. And gets attracted to somebody else, some deer. The deer becomes more dear. And now she says, Ram, I want the deer. Actually alive. Ram went running. Actually from there only could have shot an arrow if he had to kill. But he did not kill. He could not do that because the deer is actually magical deer. She's running here and there and took very far. So by the time, as soon as you forget Krishna and get attracted to matter, what happens? In that illusion, you offend a devotee. That is what Sita did. Offend Lakshmana. Oh, it's a big story. That whole offense description cannot go for half an hour. So, big offense.
Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah. So, then Lakshmana had to go. Then you offend a devotee. What happens? You fall prey to the mind. That is Ravana. And when you fall prey to the Ravana mind, then suffering starts. You're caught up with the mind. And now Sita realizes that all my sufferings are because of offenses, anarthas. So the only way to get out of this now clutches of the mind, Ravana, is to cry. Nothing else I can do. Started crying and repenting. And Ravana went, took Sita, and then to the ashrama, to Lanka. And he took her around Lanka, showing this palace, this build, these jewels I brought from here. You just get married to me. I will make Mandodari your servant. But Sita did only two things in Lanka, which she is teaching to all of us. One, cry in separation from Ram. Just say no to every offering of the mind, every offering of Ravana. Mind says something, take this, purchase this. Say no, get lost. Say no to the mind and cry in separation from Ram. So this is the whole story in nutshell.
Thank you, Prabhu. Yeah, that clarifies. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. One question, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
Yeah, Prabhu. Like Varna. Varnashrama. Does it mean that you have to live in a form? Is that the definition or not?
Oh, this is another illusion, which people think so. No. For the West, this is okay. Prabhupada mentioned this kind of thing. But it is not like that. Krishi, Goraksha, Vanijyam. Krishna talked about this thing. See, living in the farm and living out of the farm is different. They are two different things. Varnashrama means Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. These are the two things. Go and Brahmana. Now, if you really want a farm to flourish, you require business in the city. Now, what has happened is, I'm just speaking in a nutshell. It's a big research which I'm doing for many years and now trying to implement it. What has happened is people started thinking that Varnashrama means that is go to a village and sit in the farm. No, it is not so. You have to connect village to a city so that those in the village will stay in the village and those in the city, they support the village. Now, I'll give you a small example. From the village, there are so many small-scale industries which were producing cloth from the cotton which is grown that the weavers used to weave and they used to supply the cloth to the city. In this way, all the varnas and ashramas were perfect. What has happened? This industry came. What is it? Chemical. Then what happened? They stopped growing the cotton. And all the people who were actually independent business owners, entrepreneurs, small scale industries, they became what? Laborers in the factory. This I have seen in the entire Telangana, practically. Half of Telangana shifted to Mumbai and became laborers. They are flourishing small-scale industrialists for centuries. The whole Padmashali community in Andhra. They became laborers. Of course, now their children became educated and all this thing. But the point, why? Because it's because of the century, mean the British. See, the Eurocentric culture, the European culture, the non-Varnashrama culture, which has conquered the world and destroyed the Varnashrama, which was present around the world. So this is the problem. And now people start thinking, how can we live without factories? Originally, the villages were flourishing. Now what has happened? They have brought synthetic milk. Unimaginably what is happening. It's all poison. It's sinful. It is going to create hell for every child. Because there are no cows. Even buffalo milk. What kind of ghee you are getting? So we are starting a thing. I'm sitting in a farm today just to plan for the project and how to see to involve devotees here. I just arrived in the farm today. We've got 5 acres land to be registered in the name of this farm. They're having a villagers. Keep cow and get the pure cow milk. Supply in the city. We are supplying 3,000 liters today in Bombay every day. We are doing it for the past 2 years. I want to increase to 10,000 liters. So the villagers can keep cow. The cow is, you can hear the sound of the cow behind me. So so it's a different thing. So you require people who market these items. We want people to market pure cow ghee. We want people to market pure cow milk. We want to make people to market organic products. So it is not shifting. You need not stay in the farm, but you have to be connected to land and cow. You are connected to land, Mother Earth. You are connected to Mother Cow. You can be connected to them even living in the city. Varnashrama means Mother Earth, Mother Cow. Krishi, Mother Earth. Goraksha, Mother Cow. And Vanija sit in the city and do. So when the Vanija business got disconnected from Krishi and Goraksha, Varnashrama failed. So we want businessmen like you to stay in America, to stay in Mumbai, and then invest in cow, invest in motherland, invest your love. Love means your money, everything. And then blossom it, which is now practically dead. Hundreds of acres of land getting dry because there's no water. Hundreds of acres are just becoming barren because there's no cow dung. Cow dung actually makes the land fertile. So, Sthanesitam, wherever you are, connect yourself to cow. Connect yourself to land. Of course, I'm just giving a small nutshell of my research for past 10 years to you. Maybe sometime, if you feel like I would give a 1 hour elaborate talk and a discussion on this particular subject matter. Okay.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Thank you very much. Hare.
Hare Krishna, then we stop here. If no one has
yes, I myself, I would appreciate such a talk, Prabhu, if that could be arranged. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, so thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you all for joining. So we can offer a business. Vancham Kaltaru Vishya Kripa Sindhu Evcha Patita Napamni Vyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Anant Koti Vaishnavandi Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai His Grace Kamal Lochan Prabhu Ki Jai. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna Arandra Pranam.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.